Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity to speak before you tonight. My message is about new heaven and a new earth. Introduction. The Apostle John, writing from the island of Patmos, where he was exiled, recorded the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ concerning the events that will take place in the last days. It depicts the end of the world as we know it to be replaced by a new heaven and a new earth. This will happen after the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 21 verse 1, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first earth and the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. There was no more sea." What did John see? What did the first heaven and the first earth pass away? Satan brought sin. To our present world, which causes death and decay, affecting both man and nature. The sea is a type of perpetual unrest. All of these are excluded from the new order of life. God makes a new heaven and a new earth to be the scene of the perfected eternal kingdom of God. Verse 2, And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Where does the holy city come from? Why is it described as prepared as a bride with beautiful dress for her husband? The holy city is in reality the church, us. Let us rejoice, be glad, and give glory because the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready, raising the lamb for his wedding to a chaste wife. The clothing of the bride she wears, the cleanest, whitest, and finest of linens. Fine linen represents the righteous of the deeds of the saints. John said, "Write down this word. The people that God chooses will be very happy. He will ask them to come to the Lamb's special marriage meal." These are the words of God. In this verse, it pictures the perfect union of God's people with Christ, like a bride with a husband. I was confused with that one. So, Revelation chapter 3 verse 4 and 4, 21 verse 3 and 4, and it says, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be with his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." Verse 4. "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." How is the intimate relation of God, relationship of God and his people described on this verse? Take a moment to imagine what it means to have God live with God. Imagine the most wonderful person you ever known spending not just a week or one year or 50 years, but eternity with you. How does it feel? What should be our attitude, response to all these wonderful events that will occur? How do this affect us? We have this wonderful union with God to look forward to. There is hope and joy awaiting us. What a comfort! Praise God, let us prepare ourselves for this glorious meeting. Someone asks, "Do you think it will be very boring in heaven?" Try to recall the time when you had been especially close to God. Time seemed to have stood still. Remember, heaven is a perfect place, a pure river of water of life, a tree with 12 kinds of fruit, picture of perfect leisure comfort, a place of perfect provision, perfect glory, sinlessness, government, perfect service, a place of perfect possession. He will belong to him alone. And his name shall be in their foreheads. No divided loyalty. He is all his. It's a place perfect glory. No artificial light there. Together they shall reign forever and ever. You felt enveloping God's love. You were conscious only of God's presence, and your joy was indescribable, right? That is only a foretaste of heaven. Let's see Revelation chapter 21, verse 5. "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." What did John know? That what he saw and heard would really come true. So far, we have looked at heaven from man's perspective, how it affects us. But who is really the most important person in heaven? God Himself. What do we learn about Him in verse 1 to 5 of Revelation chapter 21, 1 to 5? God is the creator of heaven and earth, both old and new. He is the husband who prepares his husband to be in union with God. He is our God. We are His people. He shall live with us. He is loving and tender, giving us perfect comfort. He is our healer, delivering us from pain and suffering. He knows our every heart and pain. He reigns. He has spoken, and His words are trustworthy. How does these things help us worship Him now? God is wonderful. We should focus our attention on Him day in and day out, not just once a week. Sometimes we run out of words on how to praise and worship Him. Knowing Him more will help us to do it consciously. We praise the Lord because of God's majesty, God's glory, God's excellency, God's greatness, God's power, goodness, mercy, loving kindness, because He has provided salvation. Oh Lord, we praise and worship You because You are our Savior. Verse 6, and He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. How does God describe Himself? What does it mean that He is the Alpha and the Omega? Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, and Omega the last. It means God is the beginning of everything and the consummation of everything. He is the Lord of history and is in control of everything. Gonna read Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6. Thus said the Lord, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. In Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10, but the Lord is the true God. He is the living God. In John chapter 4, verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. Who shall inherit all that God has prepared? reflection. Am I one? Am I one of the overcomers? Of victorious ones? What does it mean for me to be his son? All of God's children are in God's family. God's family is the church, us. Therefore, all of God's children are in the church. Let's see Romans 8:15-16. But ye have received the spirit of adoption. The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We are the children of God. In Galatians 3:26, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Galatians 4:7. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God to Christ. Sons and heirs. Don't forget that, brethren. In Revelation 21:8, but the fearful, the unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and warmongers, and sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake with burnet, with fire, and brimstone, which is the second death. Who is to be placed in the fiery lake? Why is it so? You know, God is holy and just. So evildoers cannot have any part in Him. But everybody, Christians included, has committed some of these offenses one time or another, in thought, if not in deed. Does it mean everybody is doomed to go to hell? Why? Or why not? Only those who reject the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ are doomed. Again, I read John 12:48. He said, our Lord Jesus said, the one who reject me and do not accept my words has a judge. The word I have spoken will judge him at the last day. The Father who sent me, He gave me a commandment. What I should say and what I should speak. In 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. And that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. Christians still sin once in a while, but if we truly repent in our heart, God forgives us and we won't belong in the category. 1 John 1:9, if we walk in the light and confess our sins, we will be cleansed and fruitful. What is the meaning of the second death? The first death is our physical death, when our soul separates from our body. Death really means separation. The second death is the eternal separation of one's soul from God, who is the source of life. Eternal separation of one's soul from God. Knowing this, how should Christians respond? We must waste no time in helping people to know Jesus Christ as the true and living God, and as their Savior and Lord. When men obey the will of God, hearing the word of God or the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, hear, believe, believing God and His word, the message, God's redemption. Repenting of sin. Changing one's mind about sin and turning to God. Confess faith in Christ. Confessing Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Be baptized into Christ. Immersed into Jesus for forgiveness. And into His body. So you should remain faithful as an individual member of church body, faithful until the end of our life. If you do this process of salvation, their sins are pardoned, and God recognizes and accepts them as His own children. They are added to the body of the saved and enjoy the privileges and share the responsibilities of that relationship. Remember this, brethren, one cannot be in Christ without being in the church. Christ is the head, the church. Christ is the head, the church is His body, us. Again, let us praise and worship God, mentioning every attitude specifically. Reflection. Now that I have a good idea of what heaven is like, am I ready to meet God face to face? What can I present to Him on that day? My life, which has been pleasing to Him, the fruit of my work, people whom I have led to Christ. How pleased will He be with me? Do you want to go to heaven? Raise your hand. Do you want or no? Oh, all of us, of course. That's why we are here. But the question is, are you prepared? Maybe we are prepared because we are serving God. Heaven is for a prepared people, brethren. An unbeliever will find it very uncomfortable in heaven. Why? Because of its holiness. As I said before, heaven is a place of perfect satisfaction, perfect provision, perfect glory. God the Father lives there. Jesus Christ went there after His ascension. All those who have died trusting Jesus will be there. God shall wipe away all tears. So heaven is a place without night or darkness. For the Lord God giveth them light. We worship God when we enter into His presence and engage in worship in highest occupation, the highest occupation. God shall be glorified, for then He receives the praise, honor, and glory due Him. The believer will be blessed. God will fill the worshipper's heart with joy and peace. If anyone who is not a Christian yet, make a decision now, because heaven is a place of perfect satisfaction. God the Father is there. Our Lord Jesus Christ is there. You may come forward, and there is a water prepared for you as we sing this invitation song. Thank you, and God bless.